Liberals are on the attack against what they say is a conservative tilt in the Fox News cable channel. At the same time, new broadcast films and books with a liberal point of view are all over the place. Amid the complaints about bias in the news media, it would appear that a growing segment of the public actually craves reporting with a point of view. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Deciding what constitutes bias in the media is, of course, something of a subjective exercise. But the country is polarized, and an increasing number of people seem to want to hear their opinions played back when they get their news. Ted Koppel is the host of ABC's Nightline.
They would say they are seeking truth, and honestly what they're seeking is someone who agrees with them.
It's hard to know whether Fox News is a cause of this phenomenon or just a symptom. But Koppel believes that its tone has had a big influence on the increasingly competitive business of television journalism.
What Fox has demonstrated quite brilliantly is that by going for the ideological, thumping the chest, waving the flag approach, that there is a huge audience to be had out there.
Of course, Fox News contends that it is fair and balanced. Conservative radio talk show host Gordon Liddy agrees. But even Liddy criticizes the stridency of one of Fox's signature shows, The O'Reilly Factor.
O'Reilly's most nuanced response to a complex question is, shut up!
It's September 14th, and I know what I was doing.
Shut up.
Please don't tell me to shut up.
As respect, in respect for your father, I'm not going to dress you down anymore. We'll be back in a moment with more of the
Factor. We're done?
We're done.
Liberals have worked hard to respond in kind. They have cranked out a spate of books like Al Franken's Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them. And then there's the left's greatest hit, Michael Moore's film Fahrenheit 9/11, which smashed box office records by grossing more than $100 million. Here's Moore taking aim at his target, the president.
With everything going wrong, he did what any of us would do. He went on vacation.
To Ted Koppel, it is frustrating that some members of the public speak in terms of getting the truth from Michael Moore's film. Some of the material in Fahrenheit 9/11 appeared on Nightline months before the film was released. But on his show, Koppel says, it was reported the old-fashioned way.
You know, we didn't have drums and fifes, and I wasn't, wasn't of a mind to go out and sort of grab people on the street and ask them provocative little questions. And I'm not being snotty here. I like Michael. He does an extraordinarily interesting film. It is not journalism. The danger is that a lot of people look at it as though it were.
Ed Wasserman is a journalism ethics professor at Washington and Lee University in Virginia. He says the country might be turning into a place not just of red states and blue states, but red media and blue media, media that's increasingly shrill in tone. He suspects that approach works because both sides in the culture wars feel angry and disenfranchised. Liberals are upset because Republicans control the White House and the Congress, he says, but that doesn't mean that conservatives are satisfied.
They have all the levers of power, and yet they don't have anything they've been promised. They got nothing from their leaders on abortion rights. They got nothing on gay rights. They got nothing on guns. They got nothing on shrinking the federal government or on federalism or any number of things that are supposedly core issues to conservatives.
Seen through this lens, even a liberal critic like filmmaker Robert Greenwald says Fox News does not serve a truly conservative constituency. Greenwald made the film Outfoxed, a broadside against the Fox Channel. He says he was surprised at what he found.
When I went into it, I thought what I would discover is a conservative network, but it's not. It's a Republican partisan network, and there's really an important difference, because what they are is the house organ for the Bush Republican Party.
That's Greenwald's perception, but Fox has a loyal audience and many passionate conservative defenders. In fact, Professor Ed Wasserman says he got a stunning amount of hate mail when he wrote a newspaper column that included some criticism of the stridency on the Fox News talk shows. But he thinks that outpouring of anger only reinforces his point. And to be fair, Wasserman says he finds the tone of Fahrenheit 9/11 just as alarming as the tone of the Fox News talk shows.
My concern is what happens to the real art of putting together a fact-based, truthful documentary film to make an important point that rests on reality rather than one that rests on hatred, really.
Now, Wasserman says, many people no longer seem to want objectivity when they turn on the television or read an article.
We're listening for clues and cues and reasons to trigger a prescripted response. That's a real problem. And it's a problem regardless of who wins in November.
Given the explosion of cable channels and the Internet, that appetite can easily be filled. In the world of cable television, Wasserman observes, it's possible to make money by appealing to a fairly small segment of the audience. Ted Koppel points out that it's even cheaper to launch a website like the Drudge Report or MoveOn.org and reach a national audience. Not so long ago, Koppel remembers, the big three broadcast networks dominated the airwaves.
25 years ago, when Nightline began, among the three of us, we controlled 70% of the audience. 70%. Now, among the three of us, we control about 28%. That's what's changed.
In those days, Koppel says, there was a consensus about how the media should deliver the news.
People from all states, that was before we used to call them blue states and red states, felt that there was sort of a rather bland, perhaps, uniformity about the networks and about people like Walter Cronkite, and that he could be relied upon to give them maybe not the greatest insights about what was going on, but at least a fairly straight take on the news.
For Koppel, that was a time to be remembered with nostalgia.
Don't take your cheap little pathetic shot. I am telling you that that's what
you're taking cheap little pathetic shots.
Just giving his record.
I'm trying to tell you what the truth is.
Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.